Have you ever finished an argument in real life but continued it for hours in your mind? You remember what the person said, you imagine what you should have said, you picture confronting the person again, you rehearse the injustice, calculate the debt, and imagine a different outcome. This kind of repeated mental rehearsal is sometimes called rumination. Rumination is not the same as thoughtful reflection. Healthy reflection helps us recognize what happened, discern responsibility, grieve, learn, pray, and choose a faithful response. Rumination keeps circling the wound without moving toward truth, action, lament, or release. The mind may repeat questions such as, how could this person do that? Why didn't I see it sooner? What will make them understand? How can I make them feel what I felt? The wound becomes part of the person's daily inner conversation. Bitterness can begin to grow when anger and pain are repeatedly rehearsed without being brought into the transforming presence of God. Hebrews 12:15 warns believers to watch carefully, lest there be any root of bitterness springing up and troubling you, and thereby many be defiled. A root grows below the surface before its effects become visible. Bitterness can also grow quietly. It may appear through sarcasm, suspicion, emotional distance, contempt, gossip, or an inability to experience joy when the offender is mentioned. Because human beings are organic and whole, bitterness affects more than thoughts. The body may become tense, sleep may be disturbed, the heart may race when a memory returns. Other relationships may become harder because the person expects betrayal everywhere. Spiritual life may become dominated by the offense. When you notice repeated mental rehearsal, do not shame yourself. The returning memory may point to a real wound that still needs truth, grief, protection, accountability, or care. Begin by asking, am I reflecting in order to understand and respond faithfully, or am I rehearsing the wound in a way that intensifies resentment? Then interrupt the cycle. Ground yourself in God's grace. Name the truth briefly. Notice what your body is experiencing. Bring the pain to God in lament. Identify any faithful action that remains, then release personal vengeance again. You might pray, Lord, you know what happened. I do not need to rehearse this wound in order for you to remember it. Show me what action belongs to me and help me place the final outcome into your hands. The goal is not to erase the memory. The goal is to stop feeding the memory until it rules your mind, body, relationships, and spiritual life. You can remember truthfully without giving the wound unlimited control.